guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. It has been a little while since I've done a Joker's Wild, a question and answer where you guys email in to me and I answer a question for you that's going to be relevant for a lot of guys. If you do want to email something in, link is down below in the description. So go ahead and send that in. Just leave advice up in the subject column and that way it jumps out, because I'm getting hundreds of emails a day, so it's kind of hard to make it through all of them, but put advice in the subject line. So let's jump right to it. This anonymous writes, "Hey Joker, loving the YouTube videos, man. Been a subscriber since the days you used to call yourself Liquid." Hey, let me record this. So you guys can follow along. He says, "Been a subscriber since the days you called yourself Liquid." Yes. When I first started these, I didn't know what to call myself. And Joker was very much popular with the movies and all that. I didn't want people to think I was calling myself Joker because of Joker from the Batman. Some of you have asked before. It is actually from Full Metal Jacket, because the guy that joined the military was kind of a Weasley, nerdy guy who tried to be funny and failed. And his platoon sergeant called him Joker. I got the same nickname when I was in the military because I was trying to be a smartass. Anyway, it says, "I really appreciate your calm and rational views towards societal values, as well as explanations about the reality of intergender dynamics." I'm going to have to jump a little bit because it's a really long email, and I'm glad you wrote all this, but I'm going to read the relevant parts here. It says, "I'm 22 years old, graduated before the bug, and on my way to become a water resource engineer. My question is with regards to maintaining friendships with women. There has been one particular girl who I've built a solid 3-year connection with during my time at university. Number one, awesome way to go getting into the engineering. I think that is a very smart move." I'm going to plug my headset over into here. "I think getting into engineering is a great way to go. Right now, the way politics have bled into jobs, getting a job where you're surrounded by mostly other men is the smartest, safest bet, especially if they're not something like in newspapers or management of a corporation. Too many of those have gone very hard to one side of the politics. And if you're like me and just don't care about politics during the job and you just want to go to work, then, you know, being an engineer is not a bad choice." Says, "Just some perspective on this in person. She has a quiet and very reserved personality. Comes from a traditional frugal Asian background with a strong mother and father figure. That's always important. Works incredibly diligently and is by far the most genuine and kind-hearted person I have ever met. As far as looks, I find her to be extremely attractive." Okay, I'm just putting a pin in this. Make sure that you're friends with her because you're friends with her, not because you're attracted to her. If she was unattractive to you and not your type at all, would you still have the friendship? If the answer is yes, then you're okay. But if there's any part of you that wishes you could hook up with her or maybe have a relationship with her, you really have to evaluate if that's why you're in the relationship, out of hope of having it go somewhere, or if you're genuinely just wanting friendship. If you just want friendship, you're still okay. Even because I have friends that are attractive, but I'm not attracted to them, but they are attractive people. He goes, "Her stats are this," which doesn't matter. "When we first met, I realized we were studying the same field of civil engineering, same age, similar background. During my last semester, we started hanging out with some of her female friends, mostly during study breaks, school-sponsored events. Some of them invited us to go out for drinks or smoke occasional J together. At one point, one of her friends invited her to girls' night out. She told them that even though she had never done these activities before, she still wouldn't even be interested." Okay, so by the sounds of this, you're starting to paint a unicorn. Just be careful with that, okay? "Instead, on some Friday and Saturday night, she would ask me if I wanted to hang out at some of our school organization activities or just study together. Nearing the end of my graduation, she emphasized multiple times on how she would greatly miss all the meaningful and productive times we had. She would persistently mention how she could keep in touch." Okay, so maybe she even was attracted to you a little bit. But it sounds like she's interested in you, whether it's a friend or either way. This is okay. Now, some guys that are bachelors are are very much a hardline no to females in their life, that's okay for some guys. My take on it is that if you're going to be friends, if she's attracted to you but you're not attracted to her, it's okay to be friends. If you're not attracted to each other and you're just friends, it's okay to be friends. But understand, many times women will still try to use you for advice or use you to fix up something or help them with something. A lot of women still fall into that, what do you provide for me kind of friendship. Don't fall into that, okay? Because it's very easy to do. A guy never calls me up and says, hey, will you come over and help me fix my car? A guy either fixes it himself or calls a mechanic. If someone calls me and says, hey, a female friend, call me and say, hey, can you help me fix my car? I might say, what's wrong with it? She'll tell me what's wrong with it, and I'll say, sounds like it's this. Here's a good mechanic to go to. That's it. I'm not free labor. So make sure that those things aren't happening to you. It says, to this day, almost half a year later, there hasn't been a single month where she hasn't texted me to ask how I'm doing and if that I ever needed anything to let her know. During these times, I've been so focused on building my career, my physique, and starting my investments that I've lost sight of so many of those friends I used to interact with. That is excellent. That is great. Do you know why? Because the truth is, the majority of your friends will forget about you. And that's hard to hear sometimes. The friends I went to high school with, I never hear from them. And I never reach out to them. Why? I don't care. I just really don't care. I have nothing in common with these people anymore. The friends that I even had, so 3 years ago, I worked with a network engineer. His name was Matt. He was a great guy. We were like best friends. We hung out all the time. I packed up my gear. I sold everything I owned. I backpacked around the world for 14 months or so. Then when I came back, I came back to a different area and I had sold all my things. So I'm not in the same, like he was up in North Carolina. I'm currently in Florida. I think we've talked maybe twice. You know, it just, so your friends, if as long as you say, hey, I'm working on myself, my physique, my income, my education, I'm working on me, and so I've let a lot of that go, that is the right answer. Because you'll get more friends at some point, whether you join a gym, whether you go to a new workplace, whether you meet some local at a pool hall or whatever your hobby is. So good on you. That is a very, very good answer. To be honest, I had taken the red pill in my mid to late teens and understand the connections with women, especially the awareness of female nature, comes with many risks and dangers. However, there's a lingering part of me that senses that maybe this one, in terms of friendship, may potentially work out, as we have always maintained a mutualistic relationship, helping each other. There's never been a quirk or argument between us, and whenever disagreements arise, we would always find a rational solution. My question is, what are your thoughts on solid friendships with women? Is it likely our connection wouldn't be a bad idea considering female nature? As always, I appreciate all you do. Anonymous. Okay, so first of all, you know, you're going to hear different things from different people, whether, yeah, you should or no, you shouldn't. Follow your own feelings on the subject. You're a young guy, so you learned about the red pill in your teens, okay? A lot of guys that discover this kind of content when they're very young and may not have a long backlog of dating experience or time with women, hear us talking about, oh man, women can do this to you and they can do that to you and, you know, this they can do. It's very easy to hear all the negatives. But, and this is where I got in a heated, you know, video a while ago, because I said, not all women are bad. Not all women are going to try to use you. I have women in my family I love very much. I have female friends. Now, the female friends that I have, some of them are beautiful. Some of them might be good women to date for someone else, but not for me. Because do I think they would do something harmful to me as far as making a false claim or something like that? No, I don't think so. I have some of these women I've known for 10 years. But I still understand the nature of women and what they're looking for in relationships. And I do not want to alter my course. My course is about my happiness. So being that you've heard some of what you've heard, let me put this out there to you. If you're happy having her as a friend, then have her as a friend. If she starts, I mean, follow your gut on this. You see what I'm saying? If she starts asking you for help all the time, but she's giving you nothing in return, then maybe not, you're not a friend. Maybe she's using you. but it sounds like she genuinely looks at you as a friend. That's okay. That is fine. You know, don't think that it's a bad thing to have a woman that's a friend. I have some as well myself, but they understand what I'm about. They understand that I do not take crap for them. If one girl I messaged or was messaging me, and I messaged her back, and we were talking about fasting because I like to intermittently fast. And she said, I want to do a long fast. And I said, go for it. You know, I do them for 2 or 3 days. My longest is 21 days. And about 2 days in, she said, oh, I'm thinking about eating. And I said, oh, that's too bad. If you can get a little bit deeper into a fast, that's, you know, where you don't eat anything, just drink water. That's where the real healing benefits come in. And she said, well, now you've made me feel bad. Thanks a lot. I said, make you feel bad for what? And she said, well, you're being critical of me. I said, no, I'm not. I just said if the deeper you get into the fast, the better it is. I said, reread everything that we've talked about. There's nowhere in there I gave you a hard time about anything. And she read back. She's like, okay, yeah, you're right. It hurt my feelings. I said, that's on you. You hurt your own feelings because you read something I didn't say. These are the things that are going to happen with dynamics with women. And if you don't have a lot of experience with women, both dating and having them as friends, it's going to take a little bit of navigation, and you're not going to quite always know what you did maybe to upset her, and they may call you out on something that you didn't do wrong. As long as you're okay navigating that stuff, having a female friend's fine. As long as they don't take advantage of you, having a female friend is fine. As long as even if she's beautiful, if you find yourself attracted to her, understand that maybe it's not friendship. Maybe that you're attracted to her. And that's a conversation that is up to you whether you have with her or not. If you want to weed out that she's attracted to you or not, that's up to you. You know, but the big thing I'd recommend, because again, it says you're just finishing your education, so you're a young guy. I will tell this to all young men. When you watch content like this, understand where everything I'm giving you are just tools. Nothing I'm telling you is a rule book. You need to do this, and that's the only way to be happy in life. Because that's not what I'm about. What I give you is tools, and you can use the tools as you best see fit. If you want to try dating, go for it. Just understand the benefits and the risks. If you want to have a female friend, great. Understand the benefits and the risks. If you want to get married, if you want to have kids, go for it. It's your life. All I'm doing is giving you the tools, the warning signs, things to look out for, statistics, all that stuff. Do what makes you happy. And the other thing I might say, and again, some of you may disagree with this advice, but I'm going to give you this advice because this is the way I would look at it. Even knowing now what I know, if you took all my smarts and put them back in my 20-year-old body, and the reason why I bring this up, I was just watching Donovan Sharp and Coach Greg Adams. The coach was on Donovan Sharp's show. If you haven't checked it out, check out Donovan's channel and, of course, Coach Greg Adams. They were talking about this, and it said, if I took my brain and put it in my 20-year-old body, so I go back to, 1990-something. If I went back there and I had all the intelligence I have now, would I date? And the answer would be, yeah. I'd go on dates as a young man in my 20s. I'd go on dates because I know what to look for. I'd have much more success dating, and I wouldn't have gotten married, and I don't have kids, so that wouldn't change. Might have gotten my snip a little bit earlier in time instead of 35. I might have done it at 25. I'd still date in my 20s, even knowing now what I know now. But things were different back in the 90s. Things have changed to today. It's a different minefield you need to walk through and navigate. But if you never date, if you never casually have a fling or a hookup or any of that, it's an experience that you're missing in life. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that you should do it. I'm saying keep it on the table. If it's something that you're curious about and something that you think you might like to try, try it. Just understand the risks that are involved. Understand that you need to protect yourself, both legally and parentally. You know, keep everything wrapped up so there's no surprises. Do this, and then after time, you'll find your own path. All I'm giving you is the roadmap. So be friends with her. If she's into you and you want to go on a date, go on a date. If she at least sounds sane and doesn't sound like she'd run you over the coals. But again, just understand all the risks. It's a benefit risk analysis. As you can tell, I'm not very emotional about things, which is, again, why I don't date very much. I look at things analytically. Analyze what's good, analyze what's bad. If there's more good than bad, do it. That includes having female friends. If there's someone you want to date, there's more good than bad, try it. Maybe you want to date. You want to switch careers? You want to invest in something? You want to find a new hobby? Weigh the good, the pros and the cons. And if the pros outweigh the cons, go for it. If at any point in time that changes where the cons start outweighing, you know, the bad starts outweighing the good, bounce. And that's now, and you do, you'll do that with friends. You'll do that with relationships. Some people have done it with family. You do it with your career. I've had more careers than I can count on both hands. That's okay. Life is about experimenting. Life is about seeing what's out there, finding what's new, finding your own path, discovering what you like. Don't follow my rules, because I have no rules. But I mean, don't take what I say or anyone else, don't take what anyone else says as the way you should do things. Just listen to the advice, listen to their guidance, and then use that to make your own best decisions. That's all you can do. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. And as always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Don't forget to go check out some of my older content. A lot of you guys say, hey, can you do a video on this? And I've already done it. And it's very hard for me to label because I've done like 200 and some odd videos. So go back and check some of the old stuff out. You never know. There might be some nuggets of wisdom in there for you. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, take advice, listen to advice, but do your own thing. And if it sounds right, go for it. If it's a good experience, you'll enjoy it. And if it's a bad experience, you'll learn from it. And either way, you'll win.